Now, the rest of the story. Even at such a distance that his facial features were undistinguishable, you could always recognize Bill. In the first place, his physique was far from average. He was more than stout, 5'6". Certain elements of his apparel were remarkably predictable. For example, he always wore a sparkling white vest. Sometimes he would change vests several times a day so that he would always be wearing a sparkling, clean, white one. There was another always for Bill, his red carnation. No matter what day of the week, no matter what coat he was wearing, a fresh red carnation would appear in the buttonhole of his lapel. For Bill, wearing this flower was more than a personal tradition. It was lucky. For somebody who'd been born in a little room over a country store, Bill developed a surprisingly wide range of professional interests and abilities. At various times in his life, he'd been a postal clerk and a school teacher. He'd been a soldier and a lawyer, and for 14 years, a United States congressman from Ohio's 18th district. It was during the campaign for his first congressional term that Bill began to equate good fortune with red carnations. You see, his opponent in the campaign, his Democratic opponent, was a florist named Lester Lamborn. Though politically opposed, Bill and Lester were friends. Such friends that all during the campaign, Lester kept sending Bill red carnations to wear in his lapel. His opponent sent him this red carnation. Well, Bill won that seat in the House of Representatives never after he wore a red carnation boutonniere. In fact, red carnations became somewhat of an obsession with Bill, an object of extravagant fondness. Often he bestowed them upon visitors in his office. In fact, it was in Bill's honor that the scarlet carnation was officially adopted as his home state official flower. Through the influence of an extraordinarily cultured wife, Bill's tastes broadened some. He learned to recognize and to appreciate fine jewelry, even fine lace. His wife's favorite flower was the rose. But that's where Bill drew the line. The red carnation was then and always would be his favorite flower, and no amount of exposure to other flowers would ever change that. Yet if Bill really felt that way, if Bill wore a red carnation every day, and if, as many say, he genuinely associated that flower with his good luck, then why in the world did he remove it from his lapel that one day? As far as we know, it was the only time in all his public life that he ever took off his red carnation. He took it off to give it to somebody else. In this case, a young admirer, a 12-year-old girl. It was at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York in 1901. Bill's lucky carnation. He gave it away. And only moments after he gave it away, a stranger in the crowd walked up and gunned Bill down. And 8 days later, Bill, President William McKinley, was dead. And now you know the rest of the story.